Hello, this is ENVP Linda Parker. Thank you so much for calling in to the tip of the day. Today we have a special guest, ENVP Dr. Tanis Gayton. Tanis, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Hi, everyone. Linda, thank you. I'm very honored to be part of your tip of the day calls and to be sharing with you all in this most exciting season of the year and of our Arbon year. And this really is the season of giving. And so I want to talk with you a little bit about the gift of Arbon and how you are offering that. Because I think at this time of year, at this time of Thanksgiving and of giving, that it's a great time to look at how you are offering that gift. And it's a wonderful time to take a really hard look and see if you are offering Arbon, offering this gift to everyone that you need to be offering it to. And I don't want to say everyone, because you don't. One of the beautiful things about being an independent consultant is I was training a new consultant recently, and I was talking with her about the trifecta close that we do at the end of all our one-on-ones and presentations. And the truth is that if there's someone you meet who you really don't want on your team, you don't have to offer this gift. But anyone that you like remotely or would like to have on your team, you should think about offering it. And so I want you all to think about, I think for most of you, it's going to be the rare consultant who doesn't have a list of some people that you really want to offer this gift, but you think they don't really need it. Sometimes we call it our chicken list. Or maybe you've started to offer it to them, and you almost got an appointment set, but you didn't quite, and then you thought, and you tried to reschedule, and then you told yourself a story that they're not really interested, so you're not going to go any further because you don't want to be bugging them and harassing them. Maybe you have already offered it to them once, and they've said no, but keep coming back into your mind that they would be so awesome at this, and you would love to work with them. So, you know, we all have that list. Right? And so maybe while you're listening to this, unless you're driving, if you're driving, I don't want you to do this, but if you're sitting somewhere where you could have a pen and paper in your hand, while I'm talking, I would love for you to be writing out that list of people. And I want to share with you a little bit of my personal experience, and because I think a lot of you could relate to this and benefit from this recently. But I have that list, and I've had some people that I really want to be in front of and have tried to and have scheduled, and it's gotten canceled, and then maybe a little bit of awkwardness or lack of clarity. And so I've thought, you know, I think that they, well, you know, I've gotten a no, but not really had a chance to get in front of them to tell the whole story so that they could make a fully informed decision about what Arbon is. I'll give you that one example recently. But my little wake-up call was I was in Toronto recently, a few weekends ago. My sister was visiting for up from Costa Rica, and I was able to go up to be at the Discover Arbon that Kelly Greening-Stolborn did in Mississauga that weekend, which was fantastic, and to visit my sister and her friends, some of whom are looking at the Arbon business. But I had brunch with my cousin and his wife, and I don't know them very well. In fact, the first time I met this cousin actually was at my dad's memorial service like a year and a half ago. And so, you know, I'm like sort of not wanting offering Arbon to be the very first thing when I don't have much of a relationship. So I was holding back a little bit. But my cousin said, one of the first things he said at brunch was, you know, you'll never believe this. A couple of, and I had, of course, invited them to the Discover Arbon the night, you know, two nights before, but they couldn't make it. My cousin said, you won't believe it. We had friends over for dinner, and he's a retired school teacher, and we asked what's new, and he said he's become a consultant with this amazing cosmetic company. And what's it called? It's called Arbon. And then they asked me some other questions, and we got caught up in various cousins and relatives and what's going on with kids. And on my drive home from Toronto, I had a 9.5-hour drive. I was all of a sudden struck by the fact that I didn't ask my cousin, what did you say? Did he ask you to join your business? What did you say? I thought, I haven't actually formally offered them this business. And this is the thing I want you to ask yourself. Somebody who you're thinking about offering it, you want to offer it again, you haven't fully done that, you haven't had a chance to really sit down with them for coffee and lay this out, and you're hesitating. I want you to think about next Monday, you find out that they have they've signed up as an Arbonne consultant with another consultant. And I want you to just do a gut check on how you feel. Now, if how you feel is you feel okay with the fact that, oh, that's great, then that's fine. Don't push yourself to offer this gift of Arbonne now. But if how you feel is kind of a little bit sick to your stomach and, oh, my gosh, I shouldn't have hesitated, because, you know, any ethical consultant is probably going to say, you know, like they would have said to my cousin, hopefully, well, has your cousin ever offered you the Arbonne business opportunity? But if the answer is no, it's kind of, you know, you're kind of free and clear to go ahead, right? So have you gone on the record offering this opportunity? And so, you know, I was, by the time I got on that drive, I said to my husband, I have got to go on the record. So I quickly got in contact with my cousin and you know, offered this gift of Arbonne, and he politely refused it. They politely said no, they're not interested. So does that no feel bad to me? No, that no feels good, because that no means that I asked, and I got an answer, and I heard that no, and that does that crush me? No, it just means that I'm not going to be next week hearing that he's doing Arbonne with somebody else, because and I've offered it to them. So if they change their minds, they know that if they're ever interested or change their minds, or if they know anyone else, they can refer them to me, they can come back to me. So we've established that line there. So I want you to think about who's on that list that you the question. This is the season. You need to get in front of them. There are a lot of great reasons that they need to look at starting their business before the end of the year, and I'm going to run through those with you in a moment. But I want to tell you another little story. The fitness director at my club, who I had almost gotten in front of for a coffee meeting in July, it had to reschedule. August, it didn't work out. There was some awkwardness. We couldn't manage to get together. She wanted to reorder Genius, talked about upgrading. She said, no, I do not want to be a consultant. And at that point, I thought, okay, well, you know, and I thought, she's probably been offered this by lots of other people. She's worked at clubs. Now she said no to me. But after this experience with my cousin, I thought, no, you know what? I need to go on the record fully explaining this in order to feel good about it, because I just do not want to. She's just a preferred client. I don't want to hear next week that she's become a consultant with somebody else, and she would be awesome at it. She should be in our catalog. I need to tell her that. So I asked one more time, and she said yes, and I met with her and her husband, and nobody had ever offered her the Arbonne opportunity before. She really didn't understand what the business really was. She wasn't ready to start right now, but she's taking a look at it, and we've got the conversation started. And so I want to share those two examples with you, because I think many of you may have people that fall in those categories, and I want you to use this time to really offer this gift. And I said I'd mention more about why. Why do you want to do this, especially now? Want to share with you, we have a document called the 10 Great Reasons to Begin Your Arbonne Business in November, but I have another version of it, which is the 10 Great Reasons to Begin Your Arbonne Business in December, and it's the same thing, and I can share that with Linda if I haven't already. This is something you can tuck into packets and share with people as you're meeting with them over now. But why do you want to do this now rather than January? Why do they want to start now rather than January? Well, here's number one. Everyone you know is shopping for the holidays. I'm going to say this November, because we're still in November. So you can save them from crowded trips to the mall by taking care of their gift list with your personal holiday shopping service. Number two, a new iPhone, new printer, new laptop, or just a few of the tax-deductible presents you might buy yourself in November or December. So those purchases that people are thinking of making anyway are tax deductions. Number three, are you going to travel to see friends and family over the holidays? Take your products, show them, leave them with a catalog, or better yet, take their orders and write off the trip. Number four, since Arbonne has no territories, when you're making all of your holiday telephone calls to your friends, keep good records, because you can tell them all about your new Arbonne business right off the calls. You can write off at least portions of your cell phone and landline bill, and they can start that now. Number five, you'll be able to take advantage of a 35 to 50% discount on all of your own holiday shopping for your family, friends, teachers, and coaches. Shop from your own store. Plus, these gifts count as advertising, so they are also a tax write-off. Number six, are your relatives going to visit you over the holidays? Practice informing them about Arbonne and the products we offer and get part of your training done. And, of course, quite possibly get orders or even new consultants on your team when you do that. Number 7, are your friends and acquaintances going to holiday parties? You can help them look their best with great cruelty-free cosmetics. Number 8, over the holidays, you're going to see a lot of people that you don't see very often throughout the rest of the year. What a wonderful time to be able to tell them about your new Arbon business when they ask what's new and to arrange for after-holiday presentations. Number 9, you'll be ready to make immediate cash and carry sales in December by letting your friends and family, especially men, because, you know, women may have a lot of their lists taken care of at this point. Although I just had a friend stop in this morning to buy some teacher's gifts, pre-wrapped gifts this morning. So women are still doing that too. Let them know that your Arbon store is open for last-minute stocking stuffer gifts and gift wrapping service. And lastly, number 10, take advantage. Since everyone is shopping for the holidays, many people are also looking for a way to make more money this fall to pay for their holiday shopping, and you have an income stream opportunity to offer them, which is the gift of Arbon. So I want you to jump in there, offer this gift to everyone. And you know, we have lots of great verbiage on how to offer it, how to do a coffee meeting, how to talk to people. But most importantly, just jump in and ask. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. As Miles Davis said, do not fear mistakes. There are none. And, as Wayne Gretzky said, we miss 100% of the shots that we don't take. So don't miss out on these shots by not offering this business during this holiday season. And I want you to really enjoy that you have this beautiful gift to offer and have a lot of fun and joy in offering it this holiday season. Thanks for being with me for Tip of the Day, and thank you so much for this opportunity, Linda. Bye-bye.
Candace, that was so great. Thank you for sharing with us. And don't forget to make someone's day. Thanks so much.